Good afternoon, High Tech Fabricators.
Good afternoon, is Randy there?
May I ask who's calling and what it's concerning?
Yeah, this is Danny with Cardiff, and it's about some financing the company's done through Wells Fargo back in 2008.
Okay, and where were you from again?
I'm from Cardiff.
Cardiff?
It sounds weird over the phone. It's Cardiff. It's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank.
Oh, Cardiff. Okay.
Yes.
And you said it's concerning some banking that they did with, that he did with Wells Fargo in 2008?
Uh-huh, correct. Is Randy around, or is there maybe like an office manager or controller of the company I could speak with?
Okay, hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Hello, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Fine.
Good. I just wanted to follow up on some finance offers we sent out to the business about 2.5 weeks ago. And it looks like the offer is based on some financing you guys did with Wells Fargo back in 2008. Are you familiar with that?
No, I don't remember us ever having a loan with Wells Fargo.
Yeah, it looks like it might have been for some equipment finance. Not really sure. Are you familiar with, are you kind of handle those decisions, or is that more?
Yeah, I pay all the bills. I don't even have Wells Fargo. I don't think set up as a.
Yeah,
as a vendor.
This is back in 2008. I'm not sure.
I do have you set up.
Well, yeah, I'm with the Bank of Cardiff, and it was based off that financing. We had the business pre-approved for some equipment financing and working capital. Looks like about $250,000.
No, it was, all I have was Wells Fargo's an equipment lease. Now, it may have been where we were wanting to see about a line of credit a few months ago.
Okay. Yeah, I was just trying to get in touch with the business because we had you guys pre-approved for equipment finance and working capital, and looks like about $250,000. So I just wanted to touch base with the business, kind of see what you guys, you know, kind of projects you had on online, and is there anything we can do to help you out?
So we've been pre-approved. All we got to do is come sign the papers.
Come sign the papers. Yeah. What are you guys looking at? What are you looking to do?
No, I just want to know we're pre-approved. What does pre-approved exactly mean?
Well, we got our leads from DMB, and we saw that you guys did some financing with Wells Fargo, and we like to work with people of a strong borrowing history. So we did our due diligence, sent some offers out, and I wanted to circle back and see if we couldn't help you out with something.
What does pre-approved exactly mean? Does that mean all we got to do is come sign the papers and the money's ours?
Well,
Are there credit checks and all that?
Yeah, I mean, what are we looking at? Like equipment finance or more on the capital side? I can give you more information about it.
What are we pre-approved for?
Equipment finance and working capital.
Okay. That's what we'd want it for then.
Like working capital?
Uh-huh.
And you mentioned you're looking for like a kind of a line of credit or something like that. You did
right.
that for,
that'd be,
come on.
Yeah, that'd be working capital.
Yeah, okay. It's essentially the same thing. I mean, it's similar in the sense that we, get you approvals that are larger, and it's the same where you can, you take out as much as, you want. You don't have to take the whole amount, and then it's...
So all we got to do is come sign the papers and it's done?
it's actually a really simple process, application process.
Oh, I see. So we're not pre-approved. We have to apply.
Well, yeah. I mean, we still have to,
It's
the same. What are you guys looking for? I mean.
I don't know that we're looking for anything. At one time we were, but I don't think we are anymore.
What kind of happened?
Well, we kind of got some good business in and made some money.
No, that's great. And
was
that kind of the reason you were looking for, like kind of like a bridge loan to get you to those other jobs? Or, yeah.
Yes. Uh huh. But we kind of worked through that. So.
Yeah. No, that's good. And I mean, working capital, like our program, you can free up 10 to 15% of top line revenue, as unsecured cash. And it's unsecured, so businesses can use it for virtually everything. And a lot of businesses we, you know, we'll work with, they have like projects coming up, and they need the money, you know, for materials, stuff like that. Or they have, you know, some jobs that they get done and have to front some money, and they have to, you know, sometimes they don't get paid up to 30, 60. I've heard of even 120 days, which is crazy.
Crazy. We run into our vendors want paid in 30 days. Our customers want to pay us in 90.
Yeah, see, and then that's so rough on businesses like yourself, because now you're having to pay for materials and the jobs and labor. So, yeah, working capital is definitely, you know, that tool to get through those times. And
well, the gentleman that needs to make a decision on this isn't available at the moment, but can I get your name again?
Yeah, my name is Danny, and I'm with the Bank of Cardiff.
How do you spell Cardiff?
It's Cardiff. It's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank. It sounds
Cardiff.
Weird.
Cardiff. Okay.
Correct, yes.
Is there a number he could call you back at if he's interested?
Yeah, my direct line is 858, and it's 779, and it's 0424, and that's my direct line. And
I'll tell him that he's been pre-approved for $250,000, but he has to still do the application and everything.
Well, I mean, it's a very simple process, the application. I mean, do you have an email I can send you? And it'd be a one-page application. It'd be 6 months business bank statements. That way they look at the health of the company, you know, so don't give them anything that would be a burden to the business, obviously. And then it would be the, you know, the first two pages of the most recent tax return. 2014 works, you know, 2015 yet. And then do you guys, like, get your customers pay with credit cards?
No.
Okay. Then yeah, you could disregard that. So that's all we would need to get him, you know, an answer and everything. But does he have an email, or do you have an email? I can send you information. You can look at it. And I don't know.
Let me run this by him. If he's interested, we'll give you a call.
Okay. And do you guys have like a timeline on something like this, or?
No. He'd probably have to think about it for a while, even if he's still interested. So we'll let you know, Danny, but thanks for the information.
Okay, yeah, no problem. Is there a time I should, you know, follow up?
You can if you want, maybe in a couple weeks.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Bye.